We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years, plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal, too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A newborn king to see.
So this is not the song that I was hoping to hear.
Yeah. I've just been racking my brain of Christmas songs that don't have the word Christmas. Yeah.
No, this is like a underrated Christmas.
I don't hate this song. I think it's fine. I don't hate it. Elliot hates it.
It's a fine song, but it's not like in the. It's not like a fun holiday song.
No, but it's like it's nice.
Kind of sad.
It's a nice song.
But it's not like a gets me into Christmas spirit type of song.
It's not jaunty.
I'm just saying. You're
mine's more jaunty.
You ever hear the Justin Bieber Busta Rhymes version?
Oh, no, that sounds amazing.
I've not heard that.
That's a lot more upbeat.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, mine's a little more jaunty, you know, the song that I'm looking
jaunty.
For. Yeah.
It's
jaunty.
A tough one to guess. I'm not going to lie.
Is it Jingle Bells?
No.
Is it Jingle Bell Rock?
No.
I already played that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did.
I like that you went from, is it Jingle Bell? No. Okay. Is it Jingle Bell Rock?
Is it White Christmas?
It's got to be something with Jingle Bell.
It is not White Christmas, considering we said Christmas is not in the song. White Christmas would
be rough you guys.
Why did I just say in the break that I have a really bad short-term memory?
You did. You just said that. That's great.
Like someone tells me their name and it's immediately out.
See, I'm bad with names too. James is phenomenal with names.
I need to be better with names.
We were in Dallas this past weekend, obviously, for the games. And James would remember people's names from like, they would say it to him and like 4 hours later we'd see the person and be like, oh, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. Well, and that's why James is so likable.
It's very true.
People were actually like kind of shocked.
Yeah.
Like this one dude, these guys, Sam and Jake, be like, hey, Sam, hey, Jake. And they're like, wow, you really are good with names.
It's unbelievable. It's a real skill.
It is a skill. Yeah, no.
And it's one of those things that everyone says they're bad at names. Like, I feel like 90% of people are like, oh, I'm horrible with names. It's an excuse that everyone uses.
I'm always like, I'm great at names.
You're in the minority for sure.
Yeah, I am.
You really set the bar
high.
My
wife, horrible with it. I know. Yeah, I do. I set the bar high. That's the problem. I always give myself an out, and it's a true out that once I maybe have a drink or two, like a beer or whatever, then I get worse at it. So
that's fair.
You know, and generally you're meeting people, you're out and about and stuff. So
I can't believe you're not perfect.
James has.
Let me just tell you, you know what crushes me when I forget someone's name?
Yeah.
Like it is like a knife to my heart. So trust me, I don't like that either. I would like to say a name. Congratulations to Kathy from Lafayette Hill. Kathy will be going to the Eagles Giants game, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the Power of Physical Therapy. She is our winner. So
it's a great Christmas Day gift too.
What a thrill, right? Yeah. Oh, boom. Plans. This is great.
Yep.
You know, so, and obviously, as Elliot has said, it's going to be a massive win where they win by a bunch of points.
So here's a question. Is Boston Scott going to score a touchdown?
So it's a great question.
I think this is the riskiest it's ever been. Yeah. He barely plays this year. The offense is struggling.
Yeah, he never. But and again, it's wild that he doesn't play because it feels like every time he touches the ball, he does something. Like he makes someone miss.
Yeah.
He makes a little nice play or whatever. But it's like he's like in witness protection. I mean, now granted, he's better than Rashad Penny, I guess. Why is Rashad Penny even on the roster?
Well, we'll see how committed Sirianni is to the bit.
Like, I agree with you.
If he gives Boston Scott a bunch of goal line carries,
totally.
It is 100%.
He knows the bit. It's a great point. Yeah. All right.
Well, I think he always knows the bit. Last year it felt a bit different because it was like, oh, yeah, they can mess around and give the ball.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
It's like, oh, they really need to win.
Well, when they're up 21 points.
It's going to be fascinating. Yeah. I am very excited to see it. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Enjoy the holidays in a quality certified pre-owned vehicle from Armin Chevrolet. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet. Visit ArminChevy.com. Who is the best coach in Philadelphia? Our answers, our choices, Nick Nurse, Nick Sirianni, Rob Thompson, John Tortorella, excuse me, Torts, will check the results. I'm flying here. Yeah. We'll check the results later in the show. Coming up in a couple minutes, we're going to play a game of Do You Believe Him? Who? What? That's coming up in a minute. Let's keep the Go Birds train going. We always say this when we're on, you know, the morning show or whatever, just because we want people to know that the whole reason that Justin Tennessee calls WIP is because of Go Birds Radio.
Yes.
Like, that is the reason. He was a Go Birds Radio caller first. Everything else is secondary. Hey, buddy.
What's happening, y'all? How you doing this morning?
What up, feller? How's
I'm just saying, like, Philadelphia, you're welcome. That's what I'm trying to
say. You're welcome, Philadelphia. Yes, sir. You did them right. You're welcome. First and foremost, I'm super glad that you guys were hosting today because I wouldn't be able to call tomorrow. We have plans, parties, and stuff like that to get to. So when I got up this morning and fired that Odyssey app up and I started listening, I was like, yes, it was meant to be. I get to wish my boys, my family, a Merry Christmas.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I love y'all. I can't say it enough. And anyway, let's get to the birds. One thing that I have touched on that I wanted to get your guys' opinion on, I've asked other folks where I've called in this week, what do you think of – I guess like the body language and stuff that that Jalen shows on the sidelines, because like what I got into with, I guess, Jack and Ike yesterday, and I really want your guys' opinion. Mm-hmm. When it shows him, he's just kind of sitting there all stoic and by himself and everything. And me, I'm used to, and a lot of people, they're used to seeing their quarterbacks kind of sitting there with the pad or sitting there with a coach
or a wide receiver. And
And, like, Jalen, it's almost like they're treating him like a pitcher who's throwing a no-hitter or a perfect
game.
That's
such a good comp for it. What a fascinating way to put it.
So what was interesting, Justin, so there was a caller yesterday that brought up how, like, when she watches the games, like, you don't see Jalen, like, throwing before warm-ups. You don't see him talking to coaches or on a pad or anything. I'll say this. As someone that watches the sideline from the press box,
at the game, he throws before warm-ups.
He throws before warm-ups, for sure. And he does, he has the pad, he talks to coaches. So we had Jordan Mailata on the Players Lounge this past Monday, and he said that, like, during games, he was speaking about the Seattle game, like, Jalen was coming up to the offensive linemen, like, in between each drive and, you know, encouraging them and saying those things. So I agree that it seems that the way the TV portrays Jalen, like, you only ever see him just sitting there with a stoic face. He is he is active on the sideline. I think the discussion about, like, his demeanor this week has been interesting because, on one hand, I understand the point, right? Like, Jalen's face is very, like, stoic. He doesn't show emotion. And at times like this, you probably want to see it. Where I hesitate to get to saying it's a problem is that has gotten him so far in life. Like, acting that way, being that type of person.
And it's what you always hear people want from quarterbacks and coaches. Even keel, always the same person, doesn't let stuff get to him. It's what you hear you always want.
But what I think's important is it doesn't matter how he looks on TV or what we think of it.
What does his
teammates think, right? So that's the thing we don't really know the full answer to. Like, he seems popular, all those things, but how his teammates are perceiving it is the real question.
Well, that's my thing because, like I said, maybe these guys are used to a quarterback, you know, kind of being a rah-rah guy. Come on, guys, you know, we need to get it together. I'm going to get a 7 next time. Stick with me, stuff like that. I don't know what they're used to or what they want, but and I don't know. That was just a question I had.
No, and I think it's a good question, Justin. I think the key to Elliot's point is it really only matters what his teammates and coaches think and react to. If it is a problem, if they feel like it sucks energy or it sucks excitement or whatever it is to have that, then that's something that he needs to address and someone should talk to him about. But if it's something where it's something that where it's all us, and we've had that. Like, we had Brandon Graham on the morning show when we talked earlier in the season when they were winning, and we're like, is Jalen having fun? Joe and John were, like, actually concerned. Like, is he having a good time? Like, because he should be. This is awesome. And Brandon was like, listen, like, he's not just like the way you see him on the sidelines. Like, he has fun. Yeah. He smiles on it. So I think sometimes, like, we can, you know, go a little too far with, like, a couple cutaways during a game and not get the full picture.
One thing that really surprised me, like, I forgot what game it was. He ran in for a touchdown. It was like he wanted to show emotion. He wanted to get fired up, but it's like he pulled himself back in. I'd just like to see him cut loose one time.
Me too.
You know what? This is what I tell Owen. Let her rip, Tater Chip. If you're fired up, you're excited.
Let her rip, Tater Chip. It's great.
Let it go. I mean, show people that you're enthusiastic and you love what you do and you're having fun. But anyway.
I love it. Joss, you got a Philly sports memorabilia you want to own?
Yes, I do. And Devin, Fred Claus is highly underrated Christmas movie. I love Fred Claus. We're watching it tonight here at the house with the family. But anyway, mine
yes,
would
love
be
it. Thank you, Justin.
So I love it.
Who's in mine that again? Hold on. We'll get to Fred Claus in a second. Let me get his answer. Go ahead, Justin.
Mine would be the gloves that Joe Frazier wore in the first match against Ali.
Wow. That's a really good answer, Joe Frazier, Philly legend.
That is a great one.
Fred Claus is Vince Vaughn.
It is the most underrated Christmas movie of all time. It's like one of the I watch.
Isn't this where
he's
like a risque Santa?
No,
Santa kind
he
of.
Is Santa. Yes,
yeah,
he
but it's not like
he's like Santa's
no,
brother,
he's the
right?
Brother,
but
of
then
Santa
he has
Claus.
To fill in the role
and also
to be Santa.
Has like a low-key all-star cast, like okay. Paul Giamatti, Kevin Spacey is the bad guy in it. Rachel Weisz.
Much
so
easier to watch. Kevin Spacey's a bad guy these days.
All right, I'll have to check it out.
Well, and it was before all yeah, that. But it's a very underrated Christmas movie. Right. It has laughs. It's heartfelt.
Look at this. What
so
a
I'll
pitch.
Say this. I'll take your movie opinions way more seriously than, let's just say, some of the other people.
Oh,
yeah.
My
morning,
gosh.
So.
Thank you. Yeah. I love having Elliot on the show.
I know.
Show.
The two of you can go and watch movies together and everything.
I will watch Fred
shame me for my movie.
Yes.
Movie
me and everyone else in the world will be on my side.
Watch this great movie from 1988.
Yes! I will!
Yeah, exactly.
Watch a great movie from 1988 because
there
are many.
You can probably get it on VHS at the library.
Devin, how dare you not have seen a movie that was made before you were born.
Like, there is literally, like, it is, and I know you'll argue, but it is inarguable. Movies used to be better in the 80s, 90s,
I think
like,
that's
70s.
A full
it's
without.
It's just a factual thing. It is a fact.
Well, it's an opinion.
No, it's actually a factual statement. You might not agree with it, but you're wrong. Sorry.
Well, it's an opinion.
No. In this case, it's a statement of fact. 215-592.
Agree to disagree.
We will not disagree because I don't take your opinion seriously. And again, I've done this a million times, but my issue with you is not, look, if you actually watched those movies and said, I don't like them, that's fine. You just don't like them because of when they are. You won't even watch them.
I watched It's a Wonderful Life this past week.
I'm not a fan of It's a Wonderful
Life.
I would have never told you
is,
to watch it. And that's
right.
Also from the 1930s or 40s
yeah,
or whatever.
It
it's very
it
different than
old.
The 1980s.
Yeah, that's very old.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Very old.
All right.
It looked like it.
So that was a bad job by you arguing your point there. I win. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Westchester and talk to our other Drew. What up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year in advance. Yeah, look, I mean, Eagles fans, we come in different shapes and sizes and kind of the nature of how we, you know, are fans. And, like, I'm definitely a ride or die fan with the Birds, you know, but I'm also very practical and realistic in how I look at things. And I don't know how you can look at this team when we've gone up against the real competition for the past several weeks now. And we've gotten hammered twice and then lost the game we should have won last week and not say, this is not the same team as last year's team. Okay, it's just not. We know that the defensive personnel is not equivalent. The offensive personnel is, but they're not playing as well. The defensive personnel isn't. So Elliot, where's the practical reality in comparing these two teams and knowing that this team is not the same team.
Well, okay, so a couple things. One, it really doesn't matter if the Eagles are better than last year's team. Like, it's fun to talk about, and it's an interesting comparison. It has nothing to do with their chances of winning from here on out. So that's the first thing I would say. Second, like, you're saying that they played the top competition and they lost. And, yeah, they did lose at Dallas and home against San Francisco. They beat Dallas at home earlier in the year, for what it's worth. They beat Buffalo, who a lot of people think is one of the hottest teams in the AFC right now. So They beat Miami, right? So I just disagree with you that they haven't shown, like, when they play the top competition, they get blown out. Like, that's not really what's happened. They had two really bad games, for sure. But they have probably more quality wins, I would guess, than any other team in the NFL when you consider their schedule.
Niners might have more. Because the Niners beat us, they beat Jacksonville, they beat Dallas.
Dallas, so yes.
Niners
so would,
might have
right.
more. But either way, the Eagles have some quality wins.
Yeah, and so, but the issue is the trend, right? I mean, the trend is the current trending is not favorable. I mean, we've been blown out twice in the most recent games against those kind of teams. So that's a problem. Why is that happening?
Well,
and that trend is a problem.
But Drew, you could also look at the Niners losing their three games and say during that's the trend. Ultimately, look, I don't like that the trend's happening now, but it's better that the trend's happening now than in a month. Like, all you have to do is be the best team in a month and in 2 months. And, like, I get it. I'm concerned like you are, but I do think we've gone too far in reacting to this trend. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, yeah. So my last thing is, Elliot, what I want for Christmas is for you to, the revisionist history stuff has got, going into next year, step it up. And I'll give you the example I'm talking about. Super Bowl last year, I believe you were not the only one, but you were part of the consensus that was saying position by position, the Eagles roster is far superior to the Chiefs at almost, you know, not every position, but the large majority of positions on the starting 22.
Yeah, I believe I wasn't.
Drew, I was saying stuff like that. Elliot actually thought the Chiefs were going to win. So Elliot was one of the few people who was kind of in on the Chiefs for that.
All right, so my bad then. Okay.
I was saying that, though, Drew. You can make the point of me. Like, I said that. Drew, I thought the Eagles were much better than the Chiefs.
I still hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, no.
Buddy, you got an answer for us, Drew, a sports memorabilia?
Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping it simple. I know it would have to be a replica, but the one and only Lombardi trophy that we have.
I already took the championship trophies off the
board. I got you. All right, so then I'll just go with the Flyers on the Stanley Cup, since that's not going to exist too much longer.
Oh, you're saying when it comes off the cup, that little piece?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that. That's not too bad.
That's good.
That's a clever answer. It's not the cup itself. Yeah, it's clever because they do come off the cup in a couple years.
So is that how it works?
So the way it works is that every team that wins, every player on the team, they'll then get their name on the Stanley Cup, and they go, and it's every 7 years. They take off the
bottom ring.
The bottom ring.
Okay.
So, and in the next 2029, I believe, is when the next 7 years is up, and the Flyers, I think it's like 69 through 79 or something like that, or 77 or whatever, is the time period that is coming off the cup. So the Flyers' names, and they save the names, obviously it's at the Hall of Fame and all that, but in terms of being on the cup, the Flyers' names will come off in the next.
It really is the coolest trophy.
I was just gonna ask, not even close.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's names are on it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's freaking huge.
And the way it tours around,
so
cool.
The whole thing. It's not even a question. Like, I think it's the coolest trophy in all of sports, much less here in America.
I agree.
I just wonder, like, is it the same? And this might be a dumb question. The same trophy. I feel like every year we see players like skate into it, dent it. I know it travels around. Like, how is it the same trophy that's actually going?
I mean, they must just fix it.
They fix it, I believe. It's the same trophy. From
I think there's
I
a replica cup that they present.
There might be a replica.
There's a replica cup they present, and there's one
and
at the Hall of Fame.
There's one at the Hall
of Fame
that never changes.
Okay.
But still, there's only two, so it's still like not too bad.
Right.
So, but yeah, fascinating stuff. All right, back to the phones in a minute. We're gonna play a game of Do You Believe Him, and I'm talking about Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia addresses the media for the first time. Before we play this audio, Elliot, you were there.
Yeah.
And I got a text from you.
You did.
You were pretty impressed.
So let me start this by saying, and you know this, James.
You were very out on it.
But I'm also very impressionable. Like
That's true. Yeah. Get Elliot in a room with someone, there's a decent chance that someone will be able to get on Elliot's good side.
My biggest takeaway from Patricia yesterday was, they should have let this guy talk way earlier in the year. Like, I thought he came across awesome. And I had a very negative opinion of Patricia from his time in Detroit, from what the players would say about him. Like,
I mean, you thought them hiring him as an assistant could submarine the season. Like, when it happened, I mean, you were very...
It could end up being right. But,
we're past that. But the point is, you were very
Thought it was a mistake to hire him.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I thought yesterday he came across as, honestly, and I didn't know him in Detroit, but from what the perception of him was to the guy I saw yesterday, like a completely different person. He seemed very kind. He seemed like someone who had learned from his mistakes in Detroit. He talked about, I thought his answer on him and Slay was perfect.
We're going to get to that. Don't get there. That's what I'm going to play in a second.
And for what it's worth, while I still have my reservations about him as a coach, he has coached a long time in the league. And I thought that came across talking to him. Just, you know, you could tell all like the experience he's had. So, you know, it's just a press conference. He has to go out and prove it on the field. And obviously that last drive against Seattle was not good. But from what I expected to what we got, I thought he had an outstanding press conference.
Yeah, look, he's clearly a very bright guy, an engineer, like all that type of stuff.
Soft-spoken. It was just very different then.
I was very impressed with it as well. I really was. I thought he sounded, obviously he's smart, but I thought he sounded well-spoken. He sounded contrite. He sounded like, to your point, like he had learned from the mistakes along the way. And
it was like the reemergence of him.
It really was.
From him a long time.
It was. So I thought he sounded great, but you mentioned the Slay answer, and that's what I want to play here because I want to look. I thought it was great. We agree. Like the way he handles this, because he's going to get. We all know. First time Aperture is speaking, Darius Slay is going to be mentioned. Like there's going to be a question. I thought he handled it great, I want to know from you. I want to know from Devin. Do you believe him? Because kind of find a little hard to. Here's all what right. Matt Patricia had to say when asked about Darius Slay yesterday.
Man, I just gave him a big hug before I came in here too. It's really been awesome for me to, you know, be back around Slay and really have an unbelievable relationship. He's a great guy. He's super kind, super funny. He's very determined. He's everything that, you know, that he is. And obviously just so appreciative of him, you know, and our conversation that we had in the spring and just, you know, just helping me. Honestly, he's helped me a lot. You know, he's in the spring, you know, just kind of getting acclimated and just talking through. And honestly, he's one of the guys I knew coming in the building. And you know how it is when you go into a new building, you go someplace new and you're trying to learn people, you gravitate towards the ones you know. And, you know, he's out there with arms open and trying to, you know, help me kind of, you know, fit in and feel comfortable, which I really am very grateful to him for.
I mean, come on.
Did
they're
he say
best
he
friends.
Gave him a hug?
Yes, he gave him a hug. A friendly face. We all saw what Darius Slay, even when they hired him, Slay was like, oh, okay. You know, like we all know Darius Slay, as soon as he left Detroit, was like, even in Detroit, was like, screw this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, as he was there, like, I appreciate that Matt handled it that way. I think it's the right way to take the high road and all that. But Elliot, I mean, clearly, I don't believe all that nonsense. I'm happy he said it because I think he's handling it the right way. But do you believe that him and Slay are just, hey, all's good, buddy?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Well, let me tell you why.
Again, he's so impressionable.
No.
Why would
let
he
me...
lie? Like,
well,
because,
he has every incentive to lie about it.
Like, he wants it not to be an issue.
But he could have just said,
if I were him and we hated each other, I would have said exactly that. I think it's genius the way he handled it because he tried to use it all. No, I think he could absolutely be lying.
Here's why I believe him, and it's nothing to do with him. It has to do with Slay. It has to do with Darius Slay. Like, Darius Slay, and this is why I think the criticism of him over the past few weeks has been, like, a little out of control. Darius Slay, from my time covering the team, I don't know if I've seen a player that's more popular.
Super likable. That's fine. But we know that he had issues with Matt Patricia. They were publicly aired.
I know. But I believe from just, you know, the limited amount I know Slay, I don't think he likes to have enemies. So I think when Patricia came here, I'm sure it was tense at the beginning. I'm sure there was an awkward moment with the boat, like all those things. But I truly believe that they have aired it out. Because guess what? We've heard nothing about it. Nothing.
Well, that's because Patricia hasn't had a real role that we know about until now.
But there's been no blow up on it. Like, I never expected
a blow up. That's why I had no problem with it. I thought it would be fine because they're professionals. But,
so,
like,
but what
don't I don't
you believe?
I don't believe that they love each other and that they're all best buddies. Thanks for welcoming me in. Oh, I believe that it's probably a little friction there, but you know what? They can handle it because they're professionals and it's not going to ruin the team. But that love affair?
Do I think that they're going to, like, spend Christmas together?
Well, that's what it sounded like. Best friend.
Welcome to the city. But my takeaway from that was that, like, they have made up and they are friends now. Okay. And I believe that.
Devin,
I do.
What do you think? Yeah, you seem like you're more on the believing it side.
I think I'm like, in the middle here. Okay. I just don't think he made all that up. He laid it on pretty, like, even coming in and saying, oh, I just give him a big
hug
in
the hallway.
Yeah, I mean,
that
was a bit much. It was, a little corny. But I do think that they're fine. Like, I don't think they're best friends, but I would imagine that they're fine with each other. When the news first came out and it was, we learned that Darius Slay, oh, he's having surgery now and he's out for a few weeks.
I don't connect.
Poor
right.
Yeah,
and then the Patricia thing came out. It was a little bit like, what? But now in hindsight, I don't think that I think that's just.
Yeah, I don't think it was that, but I definitely do. I don't believe they're like best pals.
They're fine with each other. I believe
they have a working relationship. Yes. But that was not cordial. That was, I love the man.
But don't you think there's something to, like, look, you guys, I would assume, have friends in real life, right? Like,
big assumption. Right? I mean, jeez, yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, from my time knowing you, James, right? Like, don't you think there's something to, you had, like, beef with someone for a few years. It's tense. And
but I don't know
you
if
get
Matt,
over
but
it
I don't think
and,
they
like,
were friends. They were coach and player.
But
like,
I'm saying,
I don't know.
I think there's something to, like when you squash, like, the beef of, like, a freshness there that makes it closer to
I
that.
I think you're being a little impressionable, as you said before. 215-592-9494. Feel free to chime in on as well on the phones. Let's go to Philadelphia and talk to Jim. Jim, hey.
Hey, James, how you doing?
How you doing, pal? Good to talk to you, Jim.
All right. Let me stand up then, but you guys are standing
up. Yes, get up, Jimmy. I like that. We're getting people to stand up when they call.
We're all standing up now.
That's right. Almost all.
All right. The golf one is Jake Siegel.
What'd you say?
The best golfer in here is Jay Siegel.
Jay Siegel?
The best what?
Yeah, he was an amateur. He didn't get into pros until the senior tour. He was unbelievable.
Oh, the best golfer. Okay. I missed the beginning thing you said, so I'm like, Eagles?
Yeah.
Okay, good looking out, Jim. Jim, what do you got on the birds?
It's Jay Siegel. You don't have to look it up.
I believe you. I'm not looking it up. I trust you. So what do you got on the birds, Jimmy?
Well, last year, when we called, I called earlier and I looked it up. We faced 11 new defensive coordinators. And I believe, you know, we were just, like, just pure outskilling them. You know, we were laying 21 on them in the first, second quarter. I mean, 28 sometimes. And if you look this year, they're running the exact same routes as they were running last year. There's no kind of – it's the exact same play. I love that play where they could freeze Micah Parsons when Jalen was running the ball and, you know, they Parsons didn't have any idea where to go. Mm-hmm. It was just, and we don't have that this year. They're making him a pocket passer. They're running the same routes. And on that note, I would like to see, I don't know how the Kobe Dean's going to make out. You know, I still think we need a linebacker in the back end.
Yeah. So, Jim, the only thing I would say in comparing this year's team to last year's team, and I think you made a good point, like last year's schedule was so much easier. That
way easier.
This was never going to look like last year. If they blew teams out this year like they did last year, like they would be one of the best teams of all time.
And I'll add to that. And Dick Vermeil brought it up, and I thought it was BS coming into the year. I did not buy into the whole you're going to get every team's best shot thing. Like I thought that was kind of nonsense. I think I was wrong about that. Like I think teams got up to play the Eagles early in the year. Obviously, we know San Francisco and Dallas all those got up, but I think there is something to playing the team that was just in the Super Bowl, the team with the tush push, the team with Sirianni as their coach. Like I do think teams got up to play the Eagles this year.
They did get up and they defended them better. You know, we're not dropping a lot on them in the first half, second half. You know, and I hate to say it, last year, you know, once again, I thought they were going to do it. This year, I think there's a lot of doubt in that building.
Jimmy,
you know, putting the pads on, you know, before the Seattle game, and I think there's just doubt.
No, I think it's a really fair point. No, dude,
you cannot win with doubt.
Jimmy,
you can't play with doubt.
Not in the NFL. Confidence is such a massive part of this. All right, Jim, you're great at these sides. You got a good answer for us for a piece of Philly sports memorabilia?
Yes, but I would re-gift it. I would re-gift it.
Very kind.
Great start already. What do you got?
I would re-gift it to Ray Dittinger, and it would be Tommy McDonald's one-bar helmet from the 1960 championship game and the touchdown ball. I had the touchdown ball that he caught against the Packers. Now, I had to wait 57 years to get to another one.
Jimmy, it's always a pleasure, man. Have a great holiday. That is a great answer, and you know, re-gifting it to Ray. I mean, it adds a little sweetness
well,
to it.
So I was going
to
say.
The, it's clever.
It's
Jim's
very,
an outside-the-box answer guy. I thought that was a good one.
Very thoughtful answer, and it kind of is in the holiday spirit.
It's in the holiday spirit. Yeah. So not
the item itself.
Of Ray and winning things or Philly sports memorabilia, I know my friend's dad won Ray's yellow notepad.
From that event. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. I'm like, what do you do with it? He's like, I don't know. I just have it in my office.
That's a cool
like,
item.
That is a really cool item.
Yeah. I'm like, I'd be curious to read through what he has.
You know, you can tell him if he wants my yellow notepad with my training camp stats.
Oh.
I'll tell him.
We can talk.
I'm sure
we can talk. Not giving it, but we can talk.
Okay.
You started a movement.
I did.
With that.
Yes.
So, I mean, all I see now are training game stats all around the country. So I know where that started.
As one of them on Pro Football Reference.
Look
Wait, who is the player that we're all jumping to conclusions on this training camp? Was
all
it
of
Wes
them?
Watkins?
Oh, no, Nolan Smith. But those weren't stats.
That was you.
Yeah. Hey.
Mr.
He looked
Nolan.
Great. I don't know what
he
you're going
to say. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to our guy, Corey in Columbus. What up, Corey?
EST, James, what's up?
What up, Corey? I feel
like
it's been a while since
we
talked.
Yeah, dude, we miss you, buddy.
My kids has been like sports, basketball, baseball, back-to-back-to-back. So Saturday, I've been hard to call on Saturdays.
Oh, good.
You know, but I've been tuning in.
Appreciate it.
So all week, you know, I've been hearing, and I was on the mat too, knocked out about the Eagles. Like, I was feeling down. But it's like, I sit back and I think, and everybody wants to compare this to the Carson Wentz in that year. Like, we're 10-4 with the schedule we had. And if you think back and look at that year, we finished that season 9-7 the year after the Super Bowl. And obviously, Wentz got hurt with the back injury, Foles came in. But it's like, we still have a chance to go at
Well, Corey, not just that. Real quick on that season, not just did they finish 9-7, they needed like eight things to happen. That exactly. was like that. It was like 2006 again. It was like when they needed
that season was a disaster.
It was way more. But they needed. Season, yeah. They needed the Bears to beat the Vikings with the Bears nothing to play for. Yeah. The Bears win that game. That's how the Eagles get in and then can go beat the Bears and then obviously almost beat the Saints. It's a great point, Corey.
Yep. And what the thing with Jalen Hurts is, and this is just me, and I'm a huge Jalen firsthand. Everybody on the station knows that. I just feel like what Jalen Hurts is trying to do is, like, we know the lock screen situation. We know how bad that Super Bowl hurt us as fans. But imagine how bad it probably hurts him. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just feel like every game he's pressing, like, he's trying to win the Super Bowl on every single play. And
so
it's like
I agree with you, Corey. Obviously, if they win the Super Bowl, I'm sure a lot of players will be different next year. But I do think if they win it this year, you'll see a very different Jalen next year. Like it
correct.
Almost. I actually think with the celebration things, I think after touchdowns, he's not celebrating as much because he's almost just like on to the next one as opposed to anything else.
Exactly, and I feel like I trust Nick Sirianni to get this team together. Like what we did these past, and I'll go even back to 2021. He was able. So, like, nobody talks about in 2021, the same thing happened with the coordinator. Everybody called it a panic, like, it was a panic. But we didn't even know that Shane Steichen was calling over the plays until he did, like, his little press conference at the meeting with
it's
the coaches
true.
In the
yeah,
summer.
It's true.
And, you know, like, I just feel like I saw a lot of things from defense I like other than the last drive. I think having a more experienced coordinator is going to help us. We're going to beat the Giants. Like we're going to beat the Giants. So
I think we all agree on that. It's just a question of how dominant they can be in doing
it. I think this team still goes to the NFC Championship game. We're going to get it together. Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Devontae. We're going to get it clicking. I just feel like we're going to turn it around.
Love it, Corey. You got a piece of Philly sports memorabilia.
So everybody knows I'm an Ohio State alum. I'm a big Ohio State fan, but I got to go with my guy, the Michigan man, BG's gloves from when he. Took the ball out of, you know, Brady's
hand. Oh, I see. Look at him finding a way in on that play because I took the ball. That's a good job there. I mean, Corey going the Michigan guy, that's tough. That's a tough look right there. I mean,
also,
especially with Michigan on their way to the championship, you not. I mean, that's tough.
Corey's my guy, but
it's a little too close to yours. A little too taken.
Yeah.
Like the Philly special ball, Mike and Douglas, well, that's clearly a better answer in this case.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough, though. There's a lot of good ones.
We've got great answers today. Yeah, it's going to be tough at the end of the show to pick. I'll just probably say you guys pick it, so I don't have to worry about it. 215-592-9494. I will say, I feel like we're starting to feel a bit of a tide turn.
In positivity?
Yeah, I feel like we're starting to get there. I feel like people are starting to...
We know what it is. It's the Christmas music.
I think it's you.
It's the Christmas music.
I think it's
music.
You, Elliot. Yeah.
By the way, Christmas music, Dan Wilson only has...
I'm actually relatively
two
confident.
Two more chances.
I think I have it.
Two more? Oh, good.
I really think I have it on
two
this
more,
next
no,
one.
Well, don't not guess now. You got to guess till it's done. He has two more chances. After he plays this last song coming back from break,
okay,
you can guess if he has not done it. You know, and
I think I have a good one.
You could tell us during the break, just Dan Wilson can't hear you.
Okay.
I obviously know what it is, so we won't be spoiling it.
To be honest, I think I might forget what it is, but
okay,
I'm pretty sure I remember.
Well, guess what? We're going to find out. Dan Wilson is going to try and guess my favorite Christmas song coming back from break. That's in a few minutes. First, let's go to Northeast and talk to our guy, Richie. What up, pal?
I don't know if I'm your guy today. I have a little bone to pick with both of you.
Oh, no. Not you, Richie, of all people? I thought we were close personal friends.
Listen, I'm your friend after Elliot questioned if you had friends, but I'm standing only because I'm walking back to my car. I was at Park sleeping out to make sure that I would be the first person in attendance for the show tomorrow.
Well, good news. I mean, you can still go there. I think it'll be other
people.
Yeah,
it's still a great place to hang out, and the show will happen. We just will not be a part of it.
So. Yeah, a little disappointing. And Dan the Man.
I agree.
Listen, Dan the Man, this guy is just a machine. I love this guy.
Dan the Man. Yeah. I love it.
Dan the Man.
It's a good nickname.
It is
Dan
a good
the
nickname.
Man.
Very creative, original. I've never heard it before, so it's good.
Yeah, neither have I. No, never. It's the first time.
Listen, the there's two things I want to touch on, and then I'll give you a sports moment via. Elliot, to go off something you just said, Jalen doing what he's always done, it's worked for him, it's got him here, he's never going to stop. Does that mean we have no hope for you in your tweeting?
It's a fair point.
And as far as this Eagles team goes, Nick and Jalen, there was no expectations of these guys. Remember when Jalen first started? Remember the Tampa Bay playoff game? All that, it was... Nice guy. He's not the quarterback. We wanted to replace him. This town, there wasn't expectations like there are now. So this version, the way Jalen is, stoic, Nick, some people love him, some people hate him, that we've experienced nothing with winning with these guys since the expectations have been to win and Jalen last year and what happened, this city and their personalities, I feel bad for these guys if they go into a slump, a prolonged slump, and this is the team that we're looking at going forward. I can't see the fan base handling either one of their personalities well if winning's not attached to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so I do think you're seeing a little bit with Nick, too. Like, I feel like he's become slightly more defiant in his press conferences. Like, I think...
My offense.
And look, like, I think he's correct to feel this way. I think Nick seems to me, from watching, that he feels his offense is being, like, made fun of almost. Like, it's simple. It's a high school offense. Like, all these things. So, you know, this is Nick's first time really experiencing, like, really tough criticism in Philly. I know there's been moments of it, for sure, but, like, this... And I'm sure it's not fun. Like, you can see it on his face. Like, I think Nick is experiencing something, you know, that he has not before.
And it seems like the things that we love about Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts when the team is performing well are kind of now working against them, right? Like, Nick Sirianni's fiery passion on the sidelines and in press conferences, Jalen Hurts'
stoicism and
deep quotes in press conferences now don't really
now people don't want to hear
him as well, right?
No, it's a great point.
All over it now.
Yeah, I think that also happens, Rich, really quick, with everybody. You know, like, I do think whenever you're losing.
Yeah, losing begets that type of stuff. Yeah, Rich, you got
To Devin's point, winning cures everything, and now.
Yeah, you're right, you know. And that's the reverse of it. Losing causes everything. Rich, you got a piece of Philly sports memorabilia for us?
I'm just tuning in. I don't know if this has been said. Can I have Jason Kelsey's mummer outfit?
So it's said.
Yes.
It's a great answer, but it's said.
All right, then give me Angelo Cataldi's microphone.
Oh, what a clever answer, Richie. Good call. We didn't think about – we were just thinking about the sports teams. Interesting thought.
Now, would it have to be like from his final show?
Yeah, but technically, that microphone
is
still here.
I'm on his microphone. Yeah. So, yeah, what a thrill.
Really, James Seltzer's
what
microphone.
A cool thing.
That is awesome. I mean, like,
that's the first
serious?
WIP answer we've had.
Yes, that is. Yeah, potential WIP answers on the board. Yeah, like, what a thrill. Hosting the morning show. Can you believe we're doing
a lot
it?
Of fun?
It's pretty neat. 215-592-9494. One more hour for us hosting the morning show today. We want to get to as many of your Eagles calls as we can. And again, as you just heard, you have a chance to win two prizes today. If you give us the best piece of Philadelphia sports memorabilia, if you could get a Christmas present, and bang, it's an all-time piece of sports memorabilia in Philadelphia sports. You can get it. It's yours. What is it? 215-592. Thank you. I was pretty proud of it, too. You know, I got to do a little hammer type stuff in here, you know, maybe a little less obnoxiously. But all right, 215-592-9494. It's the morning show. Don't go anywhere.